Welcome to the November 2017 edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month, we have four research papers in an issue whose papers have a bias towards spatial audio. First, though, we present a paper by Alexander Adami and his colleagues that deals with the similarity and density of applause sounds. Applause sounds have attracted interest among researchers recently because they are typical of a group of real signals that appear to have both diffuse and discretely identifiable elements, both spatially and timbrally. Such signals have a high rate of transient events. The authors point out that the conventional perceptual descriptors seem insufficient when it comes to signals like applause, while the term density has some potential relevance. They look into how equalization affects the perception of density, as well as how this affects the similarity of applause sounds. On a related theme, Jens Ulrich Adrian and his co-researchers investigate the synthesis of perceptually plausible multi-channel noise signals. Their interest is in creating controllable and repeatable noise signals that have real-world disturbance characteristics, which might be used for testing the robustness of speech and audio applications under adverse conditions. They were looking for ways of controlling things like coloration, modulation, and amplitude disruption independently of each other. Gaussian noise, for example, was found not to sound like natural noise, but seems to need frequency-dependent modulations over a short time scale to sound more convincing. The authors tried synthesizing vinyl and shellac disc surface noise, which has a very particular impulse character, but they found the synthesis of rain and applause signals rather challenging. Jan Hendrik Flessner and his colleagues discuss the assessment and prediction of binaural aspects of audio quality. They explain that binaural or spatial presentation of audio has not only become increasingly common in consumer reproduction, but also in things like hearing aids. It's helpful to be able to evaluate distortions arising from signal processing that might affect perception. Their binaural quality prediction model extracts interaural level and time difference, as well as interaural coherence measures. In the paper, they describe experiments where the influence of these features is evaluated and used to train a model that is subsequently tested on two hearing aid algorithms. They managed to achieve a high correlation between the predictions of the model and the subjective ratings of the algorithms. Finally, David Romblom describes improvements to decorrelation filter designs for diffuse field modeling. The idea of the approach is to create a group of filters that can be combined with a specifically treated B-format room impulse response to approximate the output of a real array of cardioid microphones in a diffuse field. In this paper, he proposes an approach to systematic filter design that allows the creation of arbitrary angular spacing for 3D speaker arrays, as well as a simple binaural adaptation. It's suggested that the approach could enable the creation of virtual acoustic scenarios that are indistinguishable from real ones. Standards News this month provides an update on IEC TC100 meetings, as well as proposed work to elevate a technical council paper on loudness to an AES standard. Last September, there was a highly successful AES conference on automotive audio held near San Francisco, and in this month's issue, you could read a detailed report on the proceedings. You can catch up on the work of your colleagues in this important area of the audio industry. There are also calls for three further conferences taking place in 2018, including the most recently announced events on archiving and hearing disorders. It's time to plan your conference contributions for the coming year. As well as conference calls, we publish a call for papers to be included in the special issue of the journal dealing with object-based audio, edited by Sasha Spores and Bill Davies. This is an important area of development, rapidly becoming a key feature of broadcast and movie sound, among other things. Our feature article this month reports on papers dealing with semantic audio technology from a conference earlier in 2017. We find that although machines are getting better at understanding audio signals, the tasks that are being undertaken are still relatively basic. Identifying a solo on a particular instrument, working out who is talking, working out when someone is singing are all tasks we do easily as humans. Coming up with an algorithm that enables a machine to do it, however, is surprisingly challenging. You'll also find our regular news sections, including a review of the recent book Understanding Acoustics by Stephen Garrett. Last but not least, we should mention a message from the Society's new president, David Sherman, which opens this month's issue. All this awaits in the latest edition of the AES Journal, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.